Fearlessly Courageous, from the desk of Dennis Piller. A life of mediocrity is a result of making only comfortable decisions and our lack of faith. Mediocrity, pronounced mediocrity, has Latin parts that together literally mean halfway up the mountain. You can see how it still applies in climbing the mountain or ladder of success. Mediocrity is in the middle, neither leading the pack nor sprawling on the ground giving up. So what are the dangers of mediocrity? Mediocrity exists around all of us. The greatest danger of mediocrity is that it is highly contagious and spreads quickly. People are afraid to fail, so they don't give it all they have. They refuse to fall and hold back, stepping out into that narrower limb to grab the best physically, psychologically, and spiritually. They equate falling as something to mean they are defeated. But we are not finished when we are defeated at something. We are only finished when we quit. So why is mediocrity the enemy of excellence? Anything less than a total commitment to excellence is an acceptance of mediocrity. And mediocre performances take place automatically in the absence of 100% do-or-die commitment to the excellent performance of your work. Look at Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. I know this isn't a new scripture. All of us have heard it and said it a dozens of times. And that this is the answer to mediocrity, and we must walk in it. Look at Matthew 18:9. And if your eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into the hell of fire. He is very graphic. When that thought surfaces to back off, slow down, be safe, be invisible, take every thought captive to Jesus, 2 Corinthians 10:5. Tear out that residue from your past life and trust in God to meet you on the climb. Revelations 3:14. And to the angel of the church of Laodicea, I know your works. You are neither cold nor hot. Would that you were either cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I would spit you out of my mouth. For you say that I'm rich, I have prospered, and I need nothing, not realizing that you are wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined by fire, so that you may be rich, and white garments so that you may clothe yourself and the shame of your nakedness may not be seen, and salve to anoint your eyes so that you may see. We have become comfortable with where we are and perhaps who we are, enough so that we cannot seem to garner the energy to drive to claim the excellence he has promised to us if we would release our faith and believe God will meet us along the way, empower us to excel, and to show forth his glory in his children. Proverbs 6:6. Go to the ant, O sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise. Without having any chief, officer, or ruler, she prepares her bread in summer and garners her food in harvest. He is saying, you can do this. Rely on me and I will guide you. Your faith comes from the Lord. Ephesians 4:29. Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. Whose voice is it in your head? Paul is clear here. Do not allow these corrupting thoughts and words to enter your mind and heart. Sure, I know that it's hard to break the habit of time and of the flesh, It's easy to stay down when you've been knocked down. It's easy to lay back in the middle of the pack, mediocre, and be invisible. But that is not our calling as a holy priesthood called by God. We are called to be more than conquerors. James 1, verse 1 to 27, James says to the 12 tribes in the dispersion, "Greetings. Count it all joy, my brethren, when you meet trials of various kinds. For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him." Finally, in Isaiah 40:31, "But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Mediocrity is a sin not unlike other sins we battle, and it begins in our hearts. Look in James 1:14. His children are called to greatness. We cannot blame it on others. It begins as a sin of pride deep within and spills over to indifference or selfishness and comes to light as mediocrity. Overall, it is the lack of faith in God, a need for the right understanding of His Word and then believing. It is a failure to be amazed by the excellence of God and His promises to each of us. I pray that you make it a Jesus-filled day.